It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. In her new book, Urban Alchemy, Restoring Joy in America's Sorted Out Cities, Dr. Mindy Fullilove presents a psychiatrist's view on how to fix the American city. She identifies 9 elements of urban restoration that are critical tools for repairing our cities and restoring the nation's neighborhoods to health. The 9 elements are illustrated by stories of connecting communities, rediscovering home, celebrating differences, strengthening solidarity, and creating more livable and meaningful places, shared by the people who are on the ground and make it happen every day. She joins me in Studio A. Dr. Mindy Fullilove, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you for having me.
If you'd like to join the conversation, call us at 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Our email address is esspgh@wesa.fm, and you can reach us on Twitter at esspgh and follow the conversation at #EPLive. Again, the number 412-246-2002. When you talk about restoring the joy, where has the joy gone in American cities, Dr. Fullilove?
American cities have been broken apart by race and class and sexual orientation and all kinds of things. People live in very fragmented and very strictly organized places, so they live with people who are like them and they don't live with people who are unlike them. And this makes people just be afraid to walk around. You can't walk around the city, all the parts of the city. You can walk around only your own parts. So the joy has evaporated into all this fracture.
When did this begin to manifest? I mean, is it always been that way?
According to historian Thomas Hanchett, who's the historian of the Levine Museum of the New South in Charlotte, North Carolina, in his studies of that city, no, it wasn't. In Charlotte, for example, in 1875, white people and black people, rich people, poor people, all were mixed together. So the city sorted out by race and class gradually over a period of 100 years with various economic and social developments. So it's taken us a long time to get to this, but it wasn't always this way.
And so what is the impact of that, of this splintering of different groups into their own little areas that they never stray from?
Well, there are many impacts. One is that this isn't a process that happened and it's set and it's never going to change. It's a pattern it's a sorting process that's going on right now. And this displaces people, and that has terrible consequences for mental health and for physical health. It also, by fracturing the population into groups that don't trust each other and don't know each other, makes it very difficult for the society to come together and have a conversation to solve problems. If you think about our conversation about global warming, for example, as a nation, we don't actually having one. So it's a big problem of weather change, but we can't talk to each other about it. So that's very serious. And then the next problem is that the cities are actually broken. They're very dysfunctional. And the neighborhoods that end up at the bottom of the heap have really fallen apart. There's an article in today's Pittsburgh Post-Gazette about food deserts in the region, places that just people don't have healthy food. So there are many ways in which this plays out to make us broken, unable to talk to each other, unable to get good food, unable to go for a pleasant walk. It's just a very bad way to live.
So how do you go about repairing it?
Well, that was the question I asked. And I happened to meet a French urbanist whose name is Michel Cantal-Dupar, who's actually here in Pittsburgh for this launch party tonight. And he said that the key was that you had to fix the fracture of the city. Now, again, as a psychiatrist, that hugely puzzled me because I never thought about a city. I do one-on-one therapy is what I'd been taught to do. He said, okay, come on, I'll take you around France and I'll show you cities, which he did. Then I've also met other architects and here in Pittsburgh.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm really interested in what did you find out in France when you were going around to these different parts of, was it different parts of Paris, or what cities did you visit?
I visited a lot of cities, including Paris. One of the cities I visited a lot was a city called Perpignan, which is on the Mediterranean, just north of Barcelona. Well, in that city, for example, they had a big influx of people from North Africa after World War II. And they built housing projects to house them, but at the edge of the city. So when they built those housing projects, they put them at the edge, but in places where it was very hard to actually get there. So they marginalized people who were also from the colonies and spoke different languages. So they created a kind of two-class society. You lived in a place that worked or you lived way off in the corner. The Jean-Paul Alduy, who was a very visionary mayor of the city, asked Michel Cantel-Dupart to come and help him figure out how do you take housing projects and actually connect them, not bulldoze them, tear them down, put them someplace else, but just reconnect them to the grid of the city. And I happened to be there when they started this work. You know, for example, in one of the examples, they just snipped a little piece of a building to connect a road to a highway so that the neighborhood wasn't cut off from the circulation pattern of the city. So they restored a beautiful park so that it was functional. So all in different parts of the city, they did different things to make the city beautiful, functional, and more connected.
So what led you then to embark on this path of writing the book and thinking that these ideas could, I'm assuming, be applied to cities like Pittsburgh and other American cities?
In 1997, I got asked to come to Pittsburgh to give a talk about displacement, which I've been studying from the perspective of psychiatry. And I met people from the Hill who said, you know what, they're about to displace people through knocking down federal housing projects. Why don't you come to the Hill and talk to people about this? And I was thrilled to do that. And then Phil Hallen of the Maurice Falk Medical Fund gave me a fellowship to come back to Pittsburgh once a month for 18 months and work with people in the Hill and talk about this. This was a project we called Hillscapes. And I asked Michel Cantel-Dupart to come to Pittsburgh with me. And he came to Pittsburgh and said, wait, this problem of fracture that I've been teaching you about in France, you can actually see it here in the Hill. The Hill is disconnected from the city. And what you have to do to make the Hill prosper is reconnect it to the city.
We're talking with Dr. Mindy Fullilove. She is the author of a new book, Urban Alchemy, Restoring Joy in America's Sorted Out Cities. If you have a comment or question, you can join the conversation at 412-246-2002, 412-246-2002. Let's go to Jim in Oakland. Jim, welcome to
Hello,
Essential Paul. Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Now, I'm blind, and I know the cities for us are falling apart. A lot of things aren't as accessible for the blind as they should be. A lot of times when we go somewhere, there are Braille signs, but we don't know where they are. We can't see them, so we can't find them. And there's some audible traffic signals in Oakland, but things really aren't as accessible for us as they should be. And a lot of times, we're not accepted certain places where people with guide dogs are turned away. And a lot of that's still going on for the disabled.
Well, that's certainly an important concern. And I would ask Dr. Fullilove, to Jim's comment and with regard to accessibility for people who are handicapped, how are they being cut off, in a sense, from being connected to the city?
They're cut off in every way. If you think about how do you get access to public transit, it's hard. How do you cross the street, it's hard. How do you walk down the street, it's hard. The point he raises about not being able to bring your guide dogs into a store, these are really such a set of indignities that people have to go through if they have any kind of a handicap. So everything about moving around the city gets to be hard. And these are not difficult things to fix if we have the sense that we want to include the handicap in daily life.
And the idea, ideally, would be to have an all-inclusive city. That would seem to be the goal here, that makes it accessible for anybody, regardless of race, gender, whether they are challenged in any way physically. So when it comes to rediscovering home, how exactly do we go about doing that? And you that is the phrase you use, rediscovering home.
The trick is to start to think about it in a new way. What we did in Pittsburgh in the Hill District in 1998 was a mapping exercise. We took a whole bunch of people and we went out and we went house by house and we started looking at every single building and all the things that were going on. And we put it together, and then we said, okay, what did we see that we liked that we want to see? And then what did we see that we didn't like that we don't want to see? And it began from there. It was a fairly simple exercise of just making an inventory and then saying, what kind of city do we feel like we want? Like we want a city that's inclusive of everybody. So you've got to have good street repair of people who have limited physical ability are going to get across the street. You have to have streets that don't have holes so people don't trip.
What are you seeing in Pittsburgh that excites you? The things that are going on in neighborhoods here where that might be an example of the direction we need to go in?
I've seen a lot in Pittsburgh that I'm very impressed by over that period of time from 1997 to now. I've come back to the city regularly, and it's not that all the problems are fixed, but that it seems to me that there's a much more engaged and inter-neighborhood conversation going on. The doors of City Hall and the political offices, the different agencies of the city are much more open to the neighborhoods. And people in the neighborhoods have been working on these problems and are much more able to engage in a conversation about it. So, and in the Hill, I've seen lots of things. For example, the Hill was a food desert, is a food desert, but a new grocery store is going up finally. So I think these are very exciting changes and can really lead the way for Pittsburgh to become a model city for the whole nation.
And when you use the term livable, what does that mean as it applies to this city or any city?
I think that let's start with, we live in a market economy, so people have to have jobs. So one of the things about Pittsburgh is that in the pattern of exclusion was that when the factories closed, a new economy, they went after a new economy, this education and hospitals economy. But the jobs in that economy mostly went to people with more education, and the African-American community wasn't included in that more education. So we now have a pattern, according to reports I've read, of much higher rates of poverty in the African-American community and much working at much lower wage jobs. So one of the things that makes a community livable is everybody has to have a good job. So there's more to do in that regard. The other thing that makes it livable is people, after they get this job and they have some money, they want to spend it to have some fun. So a city is not just about real estate or not just about the economy. It's about the culture. It's about where can you go to hear music? Where can you go to dance? Where can you go for a festival? Where can you take a nice walk in a park? So those are the ingredients of a livable city. And then the last thing is that people have to feel like they're making a future for their children. They want to know that their children have good schools, have opportunity. They want their children to play with each other, be good citizens. So it's creating the community that does that, that raises the next generation and the generation after that.
The book is Urban Alchemy, Restoring Joy in America's Sorted Out Cities, and the author, Mindy Fullilove, has been my guest. Thank you so much for joining us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you for having me.